This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Rhys Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to get into today. NFL Combine continues in Indy. The offseason is basically here. Less than 2 weeks from now, the start of NFL free agency. We'll get to a major, and I mean a major, Sixers announcement that's going to change everything. And, of course, a Clearwater check-in with the Phils. Maybe some new positions today and a little injury scare yesterday. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you're going to do something, most times don't make an announcement about it. Just do it. I mean, nobody care. Like, you know what I always found funny, man, is like, especially on social media spaces. Mm-hmm. Say you have a take that somebody doesn't like, and they would proceed to tell you, well, after that, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Oh, dog, it's okay. Didn't know who you were in the first place. Like, if you're going to leave, just leave. I don't need to know you're leaving.
Just exit.
Just leave.
It's not an airport.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We don't need an announcement.
We don't need an announcement. You're about to go. Just go.
Just go. I like that. If you're going to go, just go. Hopefully that is not the way it goes for the Eagles in free agency. If you go, just go. Because we got a lot of good players here, Hugh, that are about to hit free agency, including four big ones. And really, it's interesting because as we've had our discussions over the last few weeks about Eagles free agency, mm-hmm. it feels like there's two groups, right? There's people are saying, all right, we'll debate between Mekhi Becton and Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and those guys. But a different group all by himself is Zach Bond. That has become the one player that I would say, I don't think we've spoken to one person here that doesn't want him back or doesn't think it should be the priority to bring Zach Bond back. That has been the consensus, I think, probably from the Eagles, but certainly our listeners and everyone we talk to every day. Bond is one, and then everybody else. But it kind of brings you to the idea of, well, what if Bond doesn't come back? I mean, Zach Bond is a free agent. You know, Jeff McClain reported his market could go $15-plus million. The Eagles have never paid that much for a linebacker. They don't typically do that. And we know how this works. You get to the open market, and if his market is $15 million, there could be a team 13 days from now that says, you know what? We got cap room. I'll give you $20 million a year. And the Eagles might say, oh, boy. We got to walk away. And look, I want him back. I think the Eagles, I think there's a real chance they're going to bring him back. And I'm going to frame it this way. I think they need to bring him back to survive next season as a championship contender. If they don't have Zach Bond on this defense next year, I think they're going to take a major step back. Like, I know they have Vic Fangio, and they have Jalen Carter, and they have a really young, dynamic secondary, and they've got some good edge rushers I'm excited about, including Nolan Smith. But I look at Zach Bond as he changed this defense. You saw it week one against the Green Bay Packers, and it never stopped. I remember halfway through the season, we were like, I think the conversation is wrong on Zach Bond. It's not just Pro Bowl. He's playing like an all-pro player. They found someone here that could be a linchpin in this defense for years to come. And I need him back. I think they need him back. And I think in order to survive as a Super Bowl contender and one of the top defenses in the NFL, it's non-negotiable. They got to bring Zach Bond back. Hugh, where do you stand on Bond? As it's going to be expensive. They rarely pay this position. Can they survive without him?
You know what? Allow me to long talk a little bit because I want to be clear and concise in what I'm about to say. And a lot of times, you know, Joe, I'm a real stickler on people hearing what I'm trying to say, but they really don't. But I'm going to try again anyway.
You're going to use bullet points?
I'm going to use bullet points. And I'm going to start out with Batman. You know, Batman is probably considered the greatest detective. Why are you looking at me like, what is the hell he's talking about? I'm gonna wrap it up for you. I promise you.
I'm intrigued by this.
Batman is considered one of the greatest detectives on the planet, right? And he's a part of the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading a story where, with the Justice League, Batman had these protocols where, just in case, it wasn't in case, but it was just in case the super friends went rogue.
Mm-hmm.
He had contingency plans.
Right, okay, yeah.
This is the same thing that I, and the way that I feel about this Philadelphia Eagles regime. Zach Bond came in and he played extremely well. I would love to have Zach Bond be here because he instilled in us something that we haven't seen in a long time. Great linebacker play. And just a hard-nosed, gritty Philadelphia guy. He's definitely one of the reasons why people feel the way that they feel about this defense. Now, hell of a player.
Yep.
But the one thing that I do know to be true when it comes to free agency, you get overpaid in free agency. And the Eagles allowed this man to get to this point. That's not saying that they didn't want him. That's saying that they probably, Howie said something to the effect that this year he didn't want to sign anybody during the season because he didn't just want to disrupt the chemistry in the locker room because they were playing so well. But here's the reality of the situation we're in. Zach Bond is a free agent. In free agency, you're going to be overcompensated for your the way that you play. Now, granted, it was only in a small sampling size, but he played well enough that I can almost guarantee you that he might go out in free agency and get a ton of money because teams are going to try to woo him away from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
The Philadelphia Eagles probably have in their mind where they want to pay him and how they want to pay him, and it might not line up because he's probably going to get overpaid. I'm long talking to say all this. I would love to have Zach Bond back, but if he does not come back, I am okay with that.
Yeah, I'm not. I think the Eagles need to make this happen. 215-592-9494. I do like the Batman comp. Batman's my guy. I mean, you start with that, you got my attention. So that guy, it did catch my attention.
That's not a great analogy.
Well,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Batman comps catch
awesome
my attention.
Analogy.
Here, I'm going to use straight facts on this one. First team All-Pro linebacker. He was the best linebacker in the NFL last year on the best defense in the NFL. And, you know, I know yesterday I was talking a lot about age. And Zach Bond isn't the youngest, right? You know, I was saying, I'm not trading all that for Myles Garrett. He's getting on the older side. But one thing about Bond that gives me some hope here that he's got a lot of tread left in the tires is he didn't play much with the Saints, right? His snap counts were really low. He was basically a special team or part-time player.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Eagles may have not just found a diamond in the rough. They may have found a building block for years to come. Eric Mangini was on Fox Sports 1 a couple weeks ago talking about Bond. And, you know, Mangini had an interesting career, Jets and Browns as a coach. But before that, he was with Bill Belichick for a lot of that time, and especially early in that Patriots run as a dynasty. Listen to the comp he put on Zach Bond. And when I heard this, I was like, what if the Eagles didn't just find a one-year wonder? What if they found a linchpin to years of excellent defense? Here was Mangini on Bond.
To me, he's similar to like when we got Mike Vrabel. So we got Mike Vrabel from the Steelers.
Oh, wow.
And what I mean by that is Vrabel was a core special teams player that we thought could give us some help at linebacker, then came in, played so well at linebacker, everything changed. And it's the same thing for Zach. They brought him in. I don't think anybody expected him to play at the level he played at.
He was a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year.
I know, including the Eagles. So now you've got the situation where he's due a payday, and if they can get him back, I think that's the best way to go, and he could be a part of this defense for a long time.
The long time is what catches my attention there.
Mm-hmm.
It's one, you know, because it's teams, the best teams in sports, you find a way to like resurrect careers, 1 year thing, and then they do it again, right? Like the Dodgers do this with pitchers. They bring a guy in, he's kind of stunk, they fix him, and then they let someone else go pay him.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen here, but sometimes you got to pick the one or two that you say, no, I want to keep this one. And
mm-hmm.
I need Bond the priority. And I look at next year. Let's fast forward, because it's not just about like Bond and how good he was and how much was Fangio. Next year, we're trying to repeat, trying to do it again. And we already know N'Kobe Dean's coming off a major injury. I have no idea when he's going to be on the field. So if Bond left, week one linebackers, so I'm talking about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and...
What's his name?
Oren Burks?
Yeah. Dude, See, this is where I try to educate y'all and try to sprinkle this knowledge on y'all.
Here we go.
But y'all don't want to hear what I'm saying. And Kyle, I can tell right now, Kyle won't even look at me. Kyle already got an attitude. But I'm going to try to explain it to you in a way, Kyle, where you can understand what I'm saying. I can already tell. It's like talking to a wall.
It's going to be one of those days again.
It was the two things that Zach Bond has benefited from tremendously. Not taking anything away from what he did. Listen to what I'm saying. Is opportunity and personnel. Those are the two things that he's benefited from. Opportunity because he was given opportunity to play here. Mm-hmm. He wasn't the guy. We got to remember, Devin White was the guy. For whatever reason, Devin White couldn't get on the field.
And Bond took the job and ran with
Bond
it.
And Bond took the job and ran with it, which he took advantage of his opportunity. Now, let's get to personnel. You got Jordan Davis and you got Jalen Carter in front of you playing. And we talked about how all year that this defense didn't have to do a whole lot of blitzing because you had that front up front. So all he had to do back there is play coverage. Not saying that he didn't play well coverage, but he did. Now, with those two things involved, it allowed him to show the talent that he didn't get a chance to showcase in New Orleans, and he put himself in position to have a tremendous payday. Now, this is where it becomes a little clouded. I would love, and again, let me keep saying this, I would love to have him here. But how much is that going to cost when you, down the road, have to pay Jalen Carter? You're probably going to have to pay Nolan Smith. This is about money. See, I know that for a lot of people, this is about the desire to field a Super Bowl winning team. And I get that, and I'm with you on that. But the problem with that is this. You're going to have a lot of guys that want to get paid. You're not going to be able to pay everybody.
I get that. But I think you could prioritize somebody. And I'm willing to...
I want to prioritize right now?
Who's that?
Jalen Carter. Like, I know he's not up. He's not eligible.
A year from now, yeah.
But in the next couple of years, I got to pay that man.
I know.
Man. He's going to get a gripper ton.
I know. Sometimes you have to, though, to keep who you want. You got to overpay a little bit. I mean, sometimes you do, and I'm willing to overpay Zach Bond. And Hugh, you make a fair point that did he benefit from having Fangio and those big guys in front of him? Yes, but now I can't use the Fangio point, but I can say a year ago, they tried to do this roulette thing at linebacker, right? Think about the linebacker spread a year ago. Zach Cunningham and Morrow and whatever else garbage ran through here. Who was the guy
We got PTSD from the linebacker spot.
Who was the guy that was half cooked or full cooked? He came in here. We were all excited for a day. Leonard?
No. Shaq? High flyer.
It was Darius Leonard, wasn't it?
Yeah, but high flyer. He called himself high flyer. Yeah. High flyer, yeah.
He also got to play behind Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and Milton Williams, and he couldn't play.
No, he was cooked, though.
Yeah, I know. But like
That don't count.
Well, it counts.
When
you play roulette, sometimes it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out.
That defense.
I can't lose this guy. I can't lose him. All right.
That was Sean Desai.
Well, that didn't work.
That was a terrible defense.
Here's another thing to consider. If we lose Zach Bond, and I hope we don't, but if we lose Zach Bond, they could go the free agency route, like we're talking about, like the one-year guys to try to find a new Zach Bond. That's possible. Or they could dip into the draft again. But listen to this. Howie Roseman, just a couple days ago at the NFL Combine, he sat down with Florio and Sims talking about the draft and his run doing drafts as a GM. And listen to what he said. They asked him, what's your kryptonite? Like, what's the position that you struggle with the most drafting? Listen to what Howie said.
Yeah, I'd say that... Our fans would probably say that that's the inside linebacker position.
We've had a few of those today. So, Andy Reid said it to us.
Yeah, well,
linebacker was
I came into the league under Coach Reid, right. And I worked for him for 14 years. So maybe it's the only thing I can blame on him, you know, that we did it together. But I was in a lot of draft meetings with Coach Reid, and I remember one where he said, when I asked his evaluation, I said, well, Coach, what do you think about this guy? And he said, yeah, I think this guy stays healthy. He's going to the Hall of Fame. And I went, what did you just say?
Yeah.
And it was about an inside linebacker. And the guy he talked about, going to the Hall of Fame. So I think that he's
laying in the weeds on that one.
Self-deprecating like usual, Coach Reid. But, I think as the game changes and as you look at that position and – a lot of those guys are moving positions. The bigger guys are coming up and they're playing edge. They're edge rushers. The guys who are a little bit smaller are moving back and they're playing safety. So it's harder to find those guys
yeah,
as well.
Right.
I mean, there's Howie admitting his kryptonite, the position he struggles with the most evaluating in the draft is linebacker. So it adds to why I need Bond. Trowey doesn't trust himself to go draft a linebacker to year one replace him. 215-592-9494. Could the Eagles survive next year without Zach Bond? And when I say survive, and when I use the word need, essential, I'm talking about at the level of winning a Super Bowl again. I don't think so. I mean, Zach Bond isn't going to be the difference between 15 wins or 14 wins and 5, obviously. But is he the difference between the number one defense and maybe falling back to the pack? I think so. I mean, he was first team all pro. He had 151 tackles. He had 3.5 sacks. That interception in the Super Bowl was part of what he did. I think he forced a turnover in every playoff game.
No, he's a baller.
He's a baller, and this might be the start of him being a baller for years. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down? Can the Eagles survive without Zach Bond?
Yeah, so I noticed this thing that Eagles fans do, and what you do in Philadelphia all the time,
coping.
Whenever the Eagles have success. Well, it's coping. That's a word for it. But it's this idea that we're invincible.
Oh, yeah.
After we do something one time and we have success with it, then all of a sudden we're infallible, and we can never do it wrong. Like, we hit on, we won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback, and then all of a sudden, like, we'll be right back next year. We did it with a backup quarterback, you know? And we do this all the time. After 2022, we did it, oh, but right back next year. Now, granted, we went back 2 years later, but I just think banking on lightning striking twice, that's not a path that I want to go down. We have a sure thing that's right here that was an all-pro defensive player of the year candidate. He's here. Don't let this guy go. I would much rather just re-sign him than bank on doing it again next season. And by the way, like, I understand Vic Fangio is a great coach and all. Vic Fangio wasn't even the one that found Zach Bond. He said Howie Roseman brought him to him, and Vic Fangio had an idea for how to use him. Now, that's great and all, but like, can I, Howie, who just said that his weakness is finding inside linebackers, am I going to trust that he's going to do that again? N'Kobe Dean is probably not going to be here to start the season next year. And then we're left with Jeremiah Trotter Jr., and Oren Burks is gone.
And by the way, Oren Burks is a free agent, too.
Correct, yeah, right, yeah. That's what I mean. So, and then, by the way, it doesn't seem like Milton Williams will be back. It doesn't seem like Sweat will be back. It's just too much to lose Zach Bond. If we lose Zach Bond, I think we're in serious trouble next year.
Yeah, you got to learn how to let go, dog. This is the NFL in a nutshell, especially off a team that won the Super Bowl. Like, these things happened. Howie told you yesterday that this was going to happen.
Well, screw that. But the Super Bowl thing to me doesn't jive. Like, I'm now focused on next year and what they did last year. I mean, you know how I am about history. It means nothing for next year. We could suck next year. We have no idea what's going to happen.
Well, you know how I am for history.
That can happen if Zach Bond is here, though.
No, right. But don't you likely. Think you're better? Your chances are better.
I'm not arguing.
Zach Bond's here.
Now I'm not arguing that Zach Bond makes this defense better. My argument is that we will be okay if he's not here. Like, that's the thing, because I feel like I said, again, opportunity and personnel, he benefited tremendously from both of those. You don't think they tried to play him at a linebacker, off-ball linebacker, when he was in New Orleans? He couldn't get on the field.
Well, right. And I know that comes down to the coaching thing, and Vic Fangio did a great job with Zach Bond. But, like, I think we're now underestimating just how lucky we were this came together with Zach Bond.
Yeah, and he wasn't just good, he was great.
Right.
You mentioned the history thing. Well, I like history, and I use it all the time. Well, how about 2 years ago? They let T.J. Edwards go
exactly.
As soon as the Super Bowl was over. And T.J., I like T.J., but he didn't play at the highest level that Bond played at. They let him go to the Bears, and the next year, we got cooked. Like,
and he played decent, if I'm not mistaken, for the Bears.
T.J., yeah.
He played decent for the Bears.
But without him, the next year, any coach that had a brain, like, I just remember that 49ers game when Shanahan realized that how weak we were.
We had the worst linebacking group in the league.
And we couldn't stop anyone, even with Jalen Carter, even with Hassan Reddick, even with Darius Slay. Like, we still had some good players on the defense, but that area got exposed. And Hugh, maybe Fangio could find another one. I don't want to find out.
I get what you're saying, but for me to think that this team, like, he's the biggest cog in the wheel. He's a part of the chain. He's not the biggest cog, in my opinion. He's an important cog, but Jalen Carter, that front four are the ones. Jalen Carter's the one that makes that defense go.
So
Jalen Carter makes it easier for those linebackers to do what they do.
I agree.
He's that guy.
I agree, but he might be second.
But
Bond, I mean, might be second.
And I'm gonna say this, and please don't nobody take it the wrong way, because he's
Everyone
a Hall of
take
Famer.
Take it the wrong way.
He's a Hall of Famer, and he was a dominant player, but Ray Lewis benefited from having Sam Adams and Tony Siragusa tremendously in front of him. That allowed his natural ability to even be more than what it was. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Zach Bond, because they had those two big D tackles in front of them, it allowed him to play easier. It allowed him to play linebacker easier.
I'm with you.
It made it easier for him to do what he does.
I get that. I'm sure, of course. I want to run it back, though. And I'm willing to overpay him to bring him back. Let's go to the phone lines here. Steve in Egg Harbor's up. What's up, Steve?
Going on. Yeah, I'm listening to this, and I'll tell you what, I think he's definitely essential. I mean, you hit it around the nose when TJ went to Chicago, and now he's in oblivion. He's making a lot of tackles. We have a ball sniffer here. This guy is
ball
everywhere
sniffer.
The ball
that's
is.
That's weird.
155 tackles. He's 5 forced fumbles, 3 recovered fumbles, sacks. This guy knows where the ball is going. He's all around the ball. And, of course, he benefits from our front. You don't think Milton benefits from Carter? Milton's not double-teamed. Carter is. Why do you think Milton looks so good? I mean, is Milton a good player? Yeah. But he's not Jalen Carter. Or he'd be double-teamed like Jalen Carter.
So what point are you making, Steve? I mean, because you're basically making a point.
I'm making a point that everybody benefits from everybody. I mean, look, the back end, we covered everybody. I mean, you know, we don't cover everybody like that. Then the front four is not as valuable as they are. I mean, everything works in unison when you're talking about a great defense. And Zach Bond, let's face the facts, he got thrown into a spot that he never played before, but he excelled at it better than anybody excelled at that spot in the NFL this year. And he should – I would be offering 4 years, $50 million, 25 guaranteed. That is a good possibility
years, 50
of locking
million.
Him up. 50.
Okay.
$50 million, 12 and a half a year. I mean, but everybody wants to pay Myles Garrett $37 to $40 million a year for one guy? You got to be kidding me. I'll take a quarter of that money and give it to Bond, quarter of that money or maybe 30% of that money, give it to Milton. I'll keep the guys we got.
Yeah, and look, it might be a little bit more, Steve, we appreciate the phone call, but I'm willing to do that. I
everybody bid it from everybody is crazy. I mean, that's obvious.
Do. Yeah, I mean, it's a team, right?
Yeah,
if you play as 11.
Yeah.
I would be willing, if I were Howie, to go above where I've ever gone at linebacker.
Let me ask you this. And that's like, how many teams do you think – I mean, I'm obviously not because of the way he played, but how many teams do you think Zach Bond would start for in the NFL if he didn't have the season that he had?
Well, before this season?
Yes.
I mean, not many.
And I think that's what, like, when I say what I'm saying, I think that's how the Eagles are looking at it, and I think that maybe other teams are looking at it like that way, too.
But what if he changed? Like, what if they unlocked something
Jalen Carter, you might be right, but Jalen Carter's an all-32.
Of course.
Jalen Carter's and all. It ain't too many of those cats that are on this squad.
So I understand your point. I just don't want to go try to find the next Zach Bond
when I have
Zach Bond.
I get what you're saying, but I feel like we can survive without him. That's the point.
Yeah,
we can survive without him.
I think their chances to be a great defense next year go down significantly without him. I think they'd be in trouble if they let him go. 215-592-9494. Zach Bond, could the Eagles survive without him? We all want him back. There is a reality, though. In 2 weeks, someone could pay him a lot of money. And
somebody's going to pay him
a lot
of money.
Well, then he could be gone. I mean, we all want him back, but he could be gone. Could the Eagles survive as a championship contender without him? I say no. Hugh says yes. Rhea will join at 11. A lot to get to with her, including an appalling move by one of her colleagues on the morning show.
Appalling.
It was appalling. And we'll hear from Zach Bond next when he spoke about the future here potentially in Philadelphia. That's next. Midday Show. 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP.